This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, the 10th of January, one-third of the way through the month of January. Ooh-ha! Boy, we're into the new year, moving it along nicely. Hopefully your new year is much better than your last year. There are big life changes for a lot of people because, astrologically speaking, it looks like a pretty positive year for pretty much everybody. Life-changing ideas. Things will be easier. Let's hope that you have more muscle at the, the end of the year, whatever your aspirations are. Hip, hip, hooray for the new year. So this is the end of the first full week of the month. We've had a lot of great discussion about some things that were really positive and some things that aren't so positive. Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So the number one, the talkers list, is out that we will cover in our talk radio countdown show that's heard on many of these same stations. Number one on the list, Jennifer, is the situation with Iran and what happened. I guess maybe there are a number of different things, but the biggest deal seems to be that what people suspected about Iran and the Boeing 737 that went down is that it was shot down, and that, according to the U.S., is what happened. So now what happens?
Well, I think we kind of called it here. Remember, we were saying, okay, overnight, there was the ballistic missile attack from Iran, and then this this Ukrainian airliner went down with 176 people on board. And I think we even asked the question, is it mechanical failure? According to President Zelensky early on, it was. But now new evidence from multiple intelligence sources says that this was Iran. Yesterday, President Trump said that he didn't believe it was a mechanical failure. And about half an hour, 45 minutes after that, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, came out and said that they had intelligence from not only within their country, but their allies, that this was indeed something that was shot down. Many believe that Iran got spooked, essentially, because they had just launched the attack. They see this airplane up there, their anti-missile defense system goes up and knocks the plane out of the sky. Now, the Iranian government is the only one who's really not playing here. They said that reports that the missile that was downed, it was Ukraine International Airlines flight that crashed near Tehran Wednesday, are a, quote, big lie, according to state-run media. Yeah. The spokesperson,
of course, we all believe them.
Said that the United States is spreading misinformation about the crash that killed 176 people. They said no one will assume responsibility for such a big lie once it is known that the claim had been fraudulent. It's unfortunate that the psychological operation of the U.S. government and those supporting it knowingly and unknowingly are adding insult to the injury of the bereaved families and victimizing them for certain goals by propagating such fallacies. Now, unlikely. Of course, they're trying to save face probably with their own people, because not only are they shook up by this, I mean, this shows that Iran was really afraid when they were launching the attack on the United States, even though it was a low-scale, kind of small attack. They were afraid that they were going to get hit back. But now they're embarrassed. Remember, they were able to save face a bit, because President Trump, they didn't kill anybody, so President Trump said, all right, you didn't cross our red line. We're kind of letting this thing simmer on the back burner a bit. But now they're embarrassed because they did kill 176 people, and this is hard to explain.
A lot of their own people.
Yep. Canadians and Iranians were made up the primary, at least the primary mix of people who died. So this is... this is not good, and it's unclear whether there's going to be a response. I don't think that there will be, but certainly this is requiring some explanation.
What do you mean there's going to be a response? Why
whether or not Canada or the United States would respond with military action.
Well, under the circumstances, we responded with military action when the leader of their military killed a bunch of people. Here they are. Who knows who in the military was responsible for this? Now, Iran and their explanation looks like it's pretty bogus to me. The plane was attempting, they say, to turn back to the airport when it went down. Where's the proof of that?
There's no proof. That's just a story that's convenient. They're not even releasing the black box recordings. So
they have them. They got the black box.
Yeah, they got it. Yeah, they're not going to release that.
So what's the appropriate response?
I think Jen's totally... Well, they made a mistake, and they've got a lot of egg on their face.
Yeah, it shows that they were pretty tweaked during that moment. Yeah.
Well, it also shows that they're pretty inept. Why wouldn't you radio ahead to the airport and say, don't let any planes take off for the next 20 minutes or whatever? You know, they could easily have done
that. Especially because they warned everybody. And most, from what I heard, most airlines actually had cleared that airspace already. That this was
I think we said.
Yeah, so I don't know how this one ended up. I don't know.
Well, I'm sort of dumbfounded here. We did what we did to get rid of Soleimani, and now this is more or as serious and an affront, and everybody's sitting on their hands. Or is this something that will be responded to later on? I mean, for me, this is something that really is more important. Because you take out the lives of innocent people.
I think it's an accident. Right, it's an accident. They accidentally shot down their own people.
Exactly.
I mean, what can we do? I think that would be, if we did anything more because of this action, I think that it would just embarrass them further, and then they might, who knows
what
they might do.
Can we stir up in Iran? What can we do to stir the pot so that, sort of expedites the end of the Ayatollah and these other idiots that are supposedly in charge, the supreme leader?
I think this does that. I think the fact that the United States, and I was listening to somebody talk about it the other day, somebody actually with a lot of knowledge about the Middle East. Remember, we were talking about how there's not many people who are reporting on this area that have a lot of background on it, and I think that that is really true. But speaking with someone who makes it his business, and he said that just even though the reason that Iran had to respond to the United States after the killing of their leader, they kind of expected it. They knew it was coming. They knew our response was coming. But they had to do that to try to save face with their own people, to try to keep everybody under the thumb. But everybody in Iran who is, you know, a normal Iranian citizen, and I don't mean everyone, that's probably too broad, but almost everyone, was celebrating the death of Soleimani because he was the guy who killed protesters. He killed women. He killed students. He wanted anybody who was getting out of line from the ideology of the Ayatollah to be dispatched, basically. So just in the effort of having him gone and out of power, from at least from this person I spoke to, that empowers the people who are trying to shake things up in the country, to bring in more of a sense of democracy. And I think seeing the government panic like this and knowing that they were killed, that they shot down an airplane filled with their own people, this is why I think Iran is shaking. It's not necessarily that they're fearing the world response. I think they're fearing the fact that they might be losing control of their own country. It's going to be a slow process, but these are the things that are kind of peeling away the layers of the onion.
So is there a way, because Iran's more sophisticated, of making sure there certainly is going to be influence, there has been influence in the local news media in Iran from Western sources. So how do you, I'm just asking, I don't know if there's an answer to it, making sure that people are using social media.
Oh, I think that's on lockdown right now. I think that they are monitoring everything really closely, and state-run media is the only thing that people are seeing on their local TVs. I don't think that they're watching, you know, CNN and getting the American perspective on this at all.
Well, let's hope at some point that happens. So, in league with the conversation about Iran, the House Foreign Affairs Committee has invited Secretary Pompeo to testify on Iran. How will all the activities of the last couple of days affect that hearing? You know, now they were all whooped up about trying to have an embarrassing moment or two for Trump. as it came to getting rid of Soleimani. And now, is that this all sort of modified? Is this put on the back burner? Is it less warm? Do we is the starch taken out of the investigation into the critics or from the critics of the administration when it comes to getting a clear picture of the threat from Iran? Is all of that stuff kind of gone away? Going away?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's ever going to go away. I think that would be wishful thinking. But no, I think it's still very much there. I think there are still people who are using this as a partisan ping pong ball, basically, to hit back and forth across the table. It's unfortunate. When it comes to matters of national security, I always root for the country, regardless of who the president is. I mean, I used to root for President Obama when he was trying to administer foreign policy. I had huge disagreements with him, but I think keeping the country safe is the top goal. It always should be, but it doesn't seem that that's it. I mean, Congress already issued a vote yesterday saying that they wanted to limit President Trump's war powers. Now, it was a symbolic vote more than it would do anything else. So, I mean, you have that going on. You have Democrats still saying that this was too much of a this was President Trump trying to provoke or try to distract. Then you still have the impeachment effort going on. They're saying the impeachment trial is going to start next week. So there's still a lot of partisan politics at play.
Pretty disgusting. This is the DJV program. Do yourself a favor and replace those old pillows that you have in your bedrooms in your home that are filled with bugs, filled with dirt, filled with oils, filled with all kinds of things that have been crawling around in your nose, in your eyes, in your ears, and your mouth. All those little bugs, those little mites that are in there. You can't wash those pictures. You ever seen pictures of these things? What they look like, these microscopic bugs that crawl around? This is really ugly stuff. So if you're of a mind to change your pillow so you can change your sleep, and perhaps you ought to go visit MyPillow.com and give those pillows a try. If you've never done it before, I know you've heard the stories before from all sorts of people, all kinds of everybody on the radio is advertising these things, and the ads are all over TV. That's how they become number one, as they understand the power of advertising on the radio. So how about you, there's not a volunteering in this thing here. It seems activity that focuses on you and the health of you and your family ought to be on top, the most important thing for all of you, all of us. So if you go to MyPillow.com, look at all the various, the extraordinary amount of the pillows that are there. There are all kinds of deals. You get one, buy one, get one free. Those apply to certain things. There are cheap pillows. When I say cheap, the deals on some of these pillows are really almost unbelievable. Usual price for some of the pillows, $89, now $29. Use the DJV code. That's right. Use the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com. Also, take a gander at those new towels they have, the bath towels, hand towels, washcloths. Who else but MyPillow can put them together with all USA cotton manufactured in our country? MyPillow.com. Extraordinary value using the code DJV.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Recognizable Prince music. Do you think? Go crazy. This is I Would Die For You, though, isn't it?
Well, this is Let's Go Crazy.
Isn't Let's Go Crazy? Okay. Oh, that Prince music often sounds
pretty recognizable, but they all sound the same.
Yes, thank you. This Kara took the words right out of my mouth. Good for you. You've been around me too long, Kara.
Yeah, I need to go take a vacation.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm going to go work on Chad Benson's program, one or the other. The Grammys are recruiting several superstars to pay tribute to Prince in a new special called Let's Go Crazy, the Grammy Salute to Prince. This is a star-studded tribute that will feature performances from Beck, Common, Gary Clark Jr., Earth, Wind & Fire, the Foo Fighters, H.E.R., the Bangles, Susanna Hoffs, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Coldplay's Chris Martin, Mavis Staples is in on the act. Wow. St. Vincent, Usher, all of them. Concert features a joint performance from several of Prince's most beloved musical friends and some of his collaborators, like Sheila E. and Morris Day and The Time. Let's Go Crazy, the Grammy Salute to Prince, is going to be recorded at the L.A. Convention Center on the 28th of this month, a couple of days after Alicia Keys hosts the Grammy Awards. The special will air then on CBS, which is the network that the Grammys will be on. Tickets for the live taping of this Let's Go Crazy Salute are now available at AX, that's Access.com, at AXS, Access.com. So is it being produced by Access? Is that the Mark Cuban network?
Who's no, this is this? That's different. Access TV is different than this. This is a website. Yeah. No, it's being produced by the Grammys. So the same producer of the Grammys is going to do this too.
Going to do this. So what do we think of this? To be something that a lot of people want to watch, yeah?
I love Prince. I was very, very happy to see him a couple of years before he died. So he was. I just am a huge Prince fan. So I think it's going to be fun.
Good. All right, so that's something to look forward to. You're a music enthusiast, pop music enthusiast, contemporary music enthusiast. Here's something that kind of takes some people back when it comes to the monarchy, etc. In England, David Bowie and George Michael have been named in the list of the most influential people in British history. Bowie and George Michael in the new Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. This book compiles life stories of most influential people over in England. Two musicians as well as producer George Martin, often named the fifth Beatle for his production work with the Fab Four. They are among the 228 contemporary figures who have been added to the book's newest edition. So in that list has to be the Beatles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other things, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's the Beatles collectively, because you have to have died. You can't be alive in order to make it to the book. So I don't know if technically the Beatles can't be in.
Winning.
Because, you know, they're
jacked. You don't want to be in the book.
No, right. Okay. That's it.
Skip it.
David, what'd you say, Jen?
Skip it. I don't want to be in that damn book.
Yeah, right. See you later on this one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Boy's entry.
No, thanks.
Says that, quote, arguably his greatest legacy was in challenging and transgressing the gendered boundaries of his youth. Sir George Martin is noted as a musical giant, while George Michael is recognized for his phenomenally successful pop group Wham! And for a solo career which saw him top the UK singles and album charts 7 times each and sell more than 80 million records worldwide. This past Wednesday, would have been David Bowie's 73rd birthday. Today marks the 4th anniversary of his death. So that's the list from England, 28 after on the DJB show.
You wanna be a richer man.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. To learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House now formally expressing disapproval of President Trump's recent actions against Iran. Along party lines, lawmakers yesterday passed a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. It's largely symbolic as the Senate's unlikely to even take it up. Meanwhile, the president was at a rally in Ohio last night where he defended his recent order of an attack to kill a top Iranian general.
Soleimani was actively planning new attacks, and he was looking very seriously at our embassies, and not just the embassy in Baghdad, but we stopped him, and we stopped him quickly, and we stopped him cold.
Saying there were imminent threats, the president said he had no time to consult with congressional leaders first. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Making a choice. That's what life's best moments are all about. You have a choice to be listening to this or some other tripe that's on the radio that's not anywhere near as good as this conversational program. So happy you've chosen the DJV show with Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, Victoria Keelan in the wilds of New Jersey. Kara Schillen is at the main studio that we have at our originating network, Radio America in Washington. I'm on the farm this morning. The new news from Boeing, not so good for Boeing, Victoria. Another black eye, it would seem. I don't know what the people that are stockholders and on the board of directors got to be really looking in the mirror at this mess that they've allowed to create and get bigger and wow. Mm-hmm.
And they just replaced the CEO, and that was supposed to be, you know, a sign that the company was going
to
be turning it around. But
to do that.
It did take them a long time to do that. That guy blamed the pilots. Remember in a press conference, he was horrible. He blamed the pilots who crashed and in those 737 MAX accidents. And now 150 pages of internal emails and text messages
were delivered to Congress, to congressional investigators.
Were they leaked? Is there a whistleblower? There was a whistleblower. Wasn't there at least one whistleblower there?
There was at least one, yeah. But now I think this was an official investigation, and so all this stuff had to be turned over, and internal memos and communications within the company. And it's pretty embarrassing, actually, for Boeing. In one of the exchanges that dates back a few years to 2015, a Boeing employee said that a presentation that they gave to the FAA was so complicated that it was, quote, like watching, it was like dogs watching TV. And that's what they said about the FAA, saying that the FAA couldn't even understand what they were doing and couldn't keep up. And another employee wrote in 2018 in a reference to the FAA saying, quote, I still haven't been forgiven by God for the covering up I did last year. So, okay, that's not good. Then another employee said to during an exchange, would you put your family on a MAX simulator trained aircraft? I wouldn't. The other employee wrote back, no. So it's just, and then someone else wrote in 2017, an actual Boeing employee said, this airplane is designed by clowns who are in turn supervised by monkeys. So this is all the stuff that, this is how the Boeing employees felt about their company, the work that the company was doing, and the leadership. Now, Boeing found out, you know, that all of this stuff was turned over to the congressional investigators. They released a statement saying, we regret the content of these communications and apologize to the FAA, Congress, our airline customers, and to the flying public.
And how are the people that are dead?
Well, yeah. And then they say that they're taking appropriate action in response that will include disciplinary and other personnel action. At this point, Boeing, to me, is so far behind the eight ball.
They've got 400 planes that they built that are sitting on the ground that will probably never fly, at least not in there, without being retooled. The computer systems and the engines and stuff.
Well, and then the newest flaw that they just found last week. That's where the two circuits in the tail are too close together and can spark and create a fire. Yeah. So that's just the latest thing that they found. So who knows? When those planes crashed, maybe it was a multitude of issues.
Well, what's happened? What's going on with the...
Airbus is having a great year.
Airbus is having a picnic.
Yeah.
And
they're loving
the
it.
Airlines have gone back to, I know American has done this, and I think Delta, because everybody runs 737s, they've gone back to some of the older ones that they put in the desert after the MAXes came out. Oftentimes, if the plane is 25, 30, 35 years old, it's still flying and still airworthy. They'll park it in the desert and they'll sell it to somebody in South America or in Africa or Asia. That's what they do with the older planes. So now what they're doing is pulling them out and rehabbing them and putting them back to work. I know Americans done that with about a dozen of the older 737s that they'd retired.
I don't know that makes me feel better.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You can reskin them and they can redo them, and that's okay. That stuff works, especially the planes.
I think they were retired for a reason, right?
No, they were retired because they could buy newer planes that were more fuel efficient. The only reason planes really get retired is because they find something. Boeing keeps making planes that are more fuel efficient. I mean, there are hundreds of 747s on the ground in three or four locations in Arizona that are perfectly airworthy planes that were built in the 1980s, and they stopped flying because they're expensive to fly. You can run a two-engine plane a lot cheaper than you run a four-engine plane. And that's what the 777 did was basically they outsmarted themselves. They were building 747s, and they came up with a 777, and the 77 has basically stopped production of the 747 for the most part. They only make them now. They have a line for the two new 747s are going to be Air Force One in a couple of years. It'll take them 4 years to build those planes because they're so intricately complex. So there's that, and they build them for freighters because they carry more freight than anything else. But other than that, and they're not building that many because they're converting a lot of the old airliners to freighters that are sitting in the desert. So it's just it really is. Boeing is not only hiccuping, but they've got to be hemorrhaging at this point. And again, what in the world do you do with 400 brand new planes that are sitting all over the place, not only in Seattle, but they're flying them? I saw something the other day, or I heard from somebody, that they get pilots to fly them out of the pilots won't even fly them out of the lots that they have around their two Seattle plants to put them in the desert because they don't want anything to do with them. So anyway, it's not a great time for a boy. And they have to have been, I think Jennifer said off the air, they have to be pretty relieved that the plane that went down.
They're the only happy ones, that it was Iran that shot it down.
Iran shot the plane down and not the plane falling out of the sky. So, but that was 737-800. That's a pretty good plane.
Still bad publicity, though.
Oh, yeah, horrible.
For something mechanical.
Awful publicity, yeah. Speaking of bad publicity, the prince and his wife, Meghan, this has been going on now for a couple of days. They said they were going to step back as senior members of the royal family the other day. So that continued to kind of have a life of its own, hasn't it, ladies? What's going on?
Oh, man.
With that? What do you see?
I think they're getting more fire now than they were before. Yeah. Because the people in Britain, there's a headline I just read this morning from the Irish Times that said British people in a poll said that they think what Harry and Meghan are doing is worse than what Prince Andrew may have done as a pedophile. I mean, that's the
really?
Level of disdain. Yeah, it's crazy. So, and then there's another rumor that the Queen told Harry not to make an announcement, and then they did on Instagram, and that she's unhappy with it, and that, you know, the whole thing is just kind of seems like a bit of a mess.
What kind of a danger is this to the people, the royal family, the royals in general? Is this
danger?
Crack? Doesn't crack the...
I think it's going to be a real housewife of Beverly Hills, because Andy Cohen offered her a job.
Right. So I think that it's not going to affect the monarchy.
Where do they live?
The whole.
Where are they having? Are they going to live in Canada? Are they going to have a place in America?
Canada, I think. And maybe a place in
LA. That's what they were saying, but I just read a whole big thing about how they're probably, actually the LA Times said they're probably going to live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which would make sense.
What if they're trying to get less attention? I mean, maybe because people there are used to
celebrity. Go to Butte, Montana, then.
I don't know that they're trying to get less attention. I don't know. I think
obviously that's what they're saying is they don't like the tabloid press and everything. But if they go to L.A.
It's really interesting because a lot of Americans have a lot of, from what I've been seeing in the commentary and just from friends talking about it, a lot of Americans think that the whole monarchy is just such BS anyway. And, you know, the protocol is like she always has to stand behind Kate at any time they're in public. She's not allowed, like, if they're walking into a place or standing at, like, Wimbledon, she has to stand behind Meghan all the time. She and Harry, you know, they have different rules and protocols and things like that. And the girls always have to wear pantyhose if they're out in a skirt or a dress. And there are a lot of things there that, I mean, Meghan signed up for it, though. She knew, she went through her boot camp.
Yeah.
I don't really think those are the reasons that she's so unhappy. I think they feel threatened. And the British press has just been so ruthless to her and racist. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, let's see how this all plays out. Today, we celebrate Eagles Day. This is the day to have people focused on the attempts to save eagles from extinction here in our country and around the world, too. The bald eagle, you know, is our national bird. It was once on the endangered species list. That was in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. It was reclassified then as threatened and not a candidate for extinction or on the endangered species list. It was then removed from that list about 10, 11 years ago and is now listed in the concern category. The work of scientists and good stewards of public and private lands helped to spur the recovery of these bald eagles. The banning of DDT helped with the eagles' recovery, as did the Endangered Species Act, which protected their nesting areas and feeding areas and the roosting sites. The Endangered Species Act doesn't apply to bald eagles anymore. They're still protected by the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and the Lacey Act. There are 60 species of eagles, most of which are found in Eurasia and in Africa. The bald and golden eagles are the only two eagles that are in North America. Eagles are usually birds of prey, larger than most other birds like this, beside the vultures that are out in the desert. They also are known for their eyesight, very acute. They're very good. Their eyesight can pick up anything moving around in a field. That's how they get their food. Beside the bald eagle being associated with the U.S., eagles are on the coat of arms of Germany and Egypt, as well as Albania's flag and their coat of arms as well. So today, a day devoted to the eagles. What's the Eagles? Where do the Eagles play? What's
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Okay. See, everything about Philadelphia I seem to forget. It's a forgettable place for. And so, do we have any other? Speaking of the Eagles, anybody want to pipe up with some sports news? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a big football weekend. That's for sure.
Yes, it is. Who are you rooting for?
Who am I? I'm rooting for the Ravens now.
Are you?
Who are they playing?
I don't even.
I don't
know.
No idea. That's my team, so I don't even know who else is still in it.
I just found out
yesterday.
It's the
Ravens, Kansas City, 49ers, Tennessee.
I'll go with my boyfriend Jimmy. I'll root for him.
Right.
Vikings are in it. Green Bay, I think, is still around.
I just found out yesterday Ohio State got beaten.
Seattle.
I didn't know that. All right. You can go to Bet Online.
Ohio State must have been in a bowl game then, right?
Yeah, but they didn't. They lost to some other team.
Oh, my God.
You're so smart.
Thank you. All right. Well, listen, you don't have to. We don't have to be on top of everything. It's only... Yeah, of course not. Go to betonline.ag if you want to see what the spread is, all that stuff, where people are spending their money. Jennifer, television, please. What do we have tonight? A lot of new shows coming back. I was trying to find where The Blacklist went. That was on Friday night, and now there's something else on where it was on Friday night.
Yeah, they do the mid-season stuff. They move things around. So I think The Blacklist is off for a little while.
Back until March, I think.
Right, but just a reminder, on Sunday, it's the 25th Annual Critics' Choice Awards, hosted by Taye Diggs, so at least it'll be pretty to watch, whether or not you like award shows. That'll be on the CW starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Excuse me. The Jeopardy! Championship continues. It's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new 2020. CBS, All New Tonight, Hawaii 5-0, Magnum P.I., and Blue Bloods. On Fox, you'll get Friday Night Smackdown from Evansville, Indiana. And then Dateline NBC will be new tonight, along with Lincoln Rhyme on NBC. You can check that out at 8 o'clock. If you like the live PD, they are new tonight as well on A&E. That's at 8 o'clock. And otherwise, I'd say watch a movie. It's still kind of a slow night. Friday nights are always a little slow for television.
All right. Do that. Here's some advice for those of you who are on the weight loss program. There are many of them. I should probably say one of the many ways of taking off your pounds. Have you decided you just want to take off the weight, or you want to do it sensibly and intelligently? The weight loss support group that's attached to Calitrin, the company that has the best weight loss formula around, according not just to me. Go to their website, calitrin.com, or facebook.com/calitrin, and see the loads of people that have gone on these diets and then used Calitrin to help lose weight the healthy way, the right way, the natural way, with no bad ingredients whatsoever. It was the formula was put together by a group of nurses who saw people getting sick because they were on these crazy diets. So let's make sure, if you are deciding to go on to a diet or you want to lose weight, don't get into the diet pills that are full of all kinds of bad stuff. Use a real product, really natural, that really takes off the pounds sensibly. That would be Calitrin. It's time. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code. It's a very simple process. It really is. You take four of these things before you go to bed. It'll jumpstart your weight loss program, and you keep it up, and it'll not only have you lose the weight you want to lose, but it'll keep it off. That's at Calitrin.com with the code DJV. They have a couple of special deals, I think through the weekend anyway. You buy three, get three free, plus free shipping. Calitrin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back.
permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, as the week comes to a close, Victoria Keelan joins me with an overview of the top five items from the world of technology that are important this week for us to consider. Starting at number five with this smart grilling. This Weber grill looks like it could run a car factory.
Well, Weber is definitely one of the leading companies that makes grills. Some would argue that they're the best. They at CES this year, they introduced a new product that can turn any grill into a smart grill. It's called the Weber Connect Smart Grilling Hub, and it's a small device that has ports that are connected to wired thermometers. So basically, you can be cooking a whole bunch of different things. You plug in these little wires and have thermometers at the end of it. You plug it into whatever you're cooking. And it does all the work for you. It'll tell you when to flip it over. It'll tell you when you've reached the perfect temperature. So if someone wants a medium rare and someone wants well done, it'll all be programmed in, and you really can't mess it up. It's kind of genius. I think this is definitely going to be one of the biggest Father's Day gifts this year. It's going to launch in stores in early 2020, so in the next probably couple months. I'm sure they're aiming for Father's Day. And it's $129, so it's not actually that crazy of a price considering how much stuff this also does. It will give you tips and tricks from expert grilling chefs and how to best cook your food, recipes, all kinds of stuff. It'll also have, they're going to add Alexa to Amazon's Alexa support to the hub later this year. And then that will have new features and software updates and things like that. So even grilling has gone to artificial intelligence.
Here we go. Number four, heading toward number one, is something really good from Delta Airlines.
Yeah, and this is an era where pretty much all the airlines are taking screens out of the seat back, and so there is no on-flight entertainment. And so now Delta is actually going the opposite direction, and they're adding more in-flight entertainment. They have a new binge button, and that's going to allow you to watch Delta-sourced content from the moment that you check into your flight. So before you're on the plane, you can actually be streaming all this Delta content. It's going to be really cool. They're testing it. They're going to start testing it this year, and if it works, which I think it will, then they will roll it out for probably by the end of the year. You'll start seeing it roll out in major cities.
Roll out the content. Number three, your mobile passport. This is a way for you to not have to stand in line for hours to get a new passport, it looks like, anyway, isn't it?
That is true. Renewing your passport, it's not a difficult process, but it is certainly a pain in the neck. And so the steps usually involve, you know, making sure that you have at least 6 months left before your passport expires. You have to fill out paperwork, get a new photo, all that stuff. Usually it takes about 8 weeks. So there is an app called Mobile Passport. It lets you renew your passport within 24 hours. Now, Mobile Passport is actually an app that's really a favorite among travelers. It lets you fill out your passport and declaration information and submit it in advance of returning into the U.S. If you're flying internationally, you can skip the paperwork, the long lines, the interviews at customs, all that stuff. A lot of people say it's actually even better than Global Entry. So now they've partnered with Rush My Passport, and so you can get it in 24 hours. You'll pay more of a fee, but that's to be expected if you're waiting to the last minute.
All right, there you go. Number two, your friends at the IRS are after TurboTax and H&R Block, too, right?
Yep, this is a big one. So last year, a report on Intuit, which is the company that owns TurboTax, report showed that it was misleading, deliberately misleading users into paying to file their taxes when those people were in the tax bracket where it should have been free. And so an H&R Block did the same thing. They made it impossible to find the free versions to file online, and then they ended up upselling people, and then they basically kind of scared people into thinking that they'd have to pay for the service or their taxes wouldn't be filed on time. It was just complete bullying on the part of TurboTax and H&R Block. And so the IRS, as part of the free file program, initially the IRS was not allowed to have their own free filing software. So if you ever went on to IRS.gov, you would get rerouted to TurboTax or H&R Block. Because they abused the system, the IRS this year, yeah, the IRS this year has its own free filing software, so you can bypass TurboTax and H&R Block and go right to the source. And if you are qualifying to, I think it's if you're under $60,000 a year, if you qualify to file free, then you'll be able to do it right through the IRS, and it's much, much better. And it's safer, because there are a lot of scams out there, too.
Okay, speaking of scams, the Army has been warning potential candidates for the Army about some fake text messages.
Yep. If you get a text message claiming to be from the U.S. Army Recruiting Service, ignore it, because it's totally fraudulent. These text messages have told people that they need to report to the nearest Army recruiting branch that the draft has been reenacted and that they will immediately be shipped off to Iran. Totally fake. Obviously, the U.S. Army wants to warn everybody about that.
Good job, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.